The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
The voice of Atchison. Local news, farm, weather, and sports. Hot Country 93.7.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
Hey, with that, we welcome you to Winchester, Kansas, where tonight it is the semifinal round of the Jefferson County North Girls Midseason Invitational Basketball Tournament. Welcome, everybody. Joseph, our producer and engineer, taking care of the hard work back at the station. Joseph, good evening. Tom Kautz with the Air Courtside. Happy to have you along. A couple of really, really good games coming tonight between four outstanding teams. Game one, going to be Rossville and Perry LeCompton. Public address announcer introducing the starters to the crowd. Let me do that for you. First of all, for Rossville and head coach Michael Bell. Rossville coming into the ballgame tonight in 9-1. And starting is going to be Kinsey Perrine. Out there with her also Emma Mitchell, Riley Dick, Nora Burdick, and Katie Spielman. For Perry LeCompton, the Lady Cause under head coach Joy Franzetta. 5-3 coming into the season, and they are starting Katie Butler. Oh, is my bell ringing?
Yes.
I hate that blinking thing. Thank you. Yeah, I did before I left. Going to have Katie Bartlett and Macy Cochran, Paxton Dammy, Riley Morgan, and Taylor Dammy. Home team tonight is going to be Rossville. Going to be in the home whites with gray and white lettering a trim, and in the royal blue with gold and white, it's Perry LeCompton. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. The ball goes up, the tip is away, batted around a couple of times, the Dogs are going to haul it down. We are underway. You're going to find Rossville in the opening half going from right to left across your dial. Again, they are the home team. They're benched to the right. They're going to work it off on top, and we're going to start off with Prairie Le Compton settling in a little 2-3 zone. They try to attack the middle and reaching in. Ball's going to be stolen away. Here comes Sammy. And that is going to be Patton. Again, you got Patton and Taylor both out there. Half a minute in. Haven't had a shot taken. Wind over to the left side. It's going to go to Taylor. She'll lean in, put the shot up off the window. It'll bounce off the rim 2 times. No good. Brunick is going to rebound it down, and here comes Rossville. Back down to the left side, in the lane, left-hand layup, count it. First bucket of the ball game will belong to Katie Spielman, and Rossville is going to break out on top, 2-0. Having a little trouble getting the ball in, a little full-court pressure applied by the Dogs. Just about a minute in, and now the up-court pass is going to be stolen. Taking it down the left side. Running shot is going to be up, and there's an offensive foul called on Emma Mitchell. Emma Mitchell comes up with a steal, drives it down the floor, goes to the left side of the lane, and as she goes in, the defender had gotten in front of her. Blocked her off end. They'll have an offensive foul. It's going to be the first foul of the ball game by either team. And once again, Perry trying to put it in play against some pressure. Now they're going to get it into the forecourt on the long outlet pass. Hooked down the left side. Beautiful backdoor pass. Shot blocked. Rebound is on the floor. And as Rossville comes down with it, Perry reaches in, and we're going to have a foul called on Riley. Bradley Morgan picking up her first foul of the game. 6:55 to go early on in the contest. Opening quarter, 2-0. Rossville with the early lead. Back up court with it's going to come the Dogs. Over to the right side with it is Emma Mitchell. She'll bounce it over to the left block, but it's going to be batted away and stolen. Perry Le Compton coming up court with it. Full court pressure. You got 5 defenders down the floor and 1 Perry Le Compton player across the timeline. And now the rest of the team is going to catch up with her. They'll feed down to the baseline with a running shot and set sail but missed. However, a foul called will put Perry Le Compton at the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Rossville's Riley Dick. It'll be her first foul, and quickly, team foul 2 by Rossville. Rossville's committed a couple. Perry Le Compton has committed 1, minute and a half in. Front half rattles in. 1 more shot coming up for Perry Le Compton. Taking her time, eyeing this thing up. The right-handed shot rattles in and kicks out, no good. So Macy Cochran is going to get 1 of 2. And here's a baseline jumper from the left side up, no good. And an offensive rebound. Dogs are going to keep it alive. It is a 2-1 ball game at 6:20 to go in quarter number 1. Dogs are taking over to the right side. Second game coming up is going to be a good one. Here's a 3 from the top of the key. Perfect. Nicely done from the top side by Riley Dick. She'll have her first points of the ball game, and it is quickly 5-1. 2 minutes gone. Outlet pass, the long inbound. Now driving down the left side, the dish across the lane. The jump shot is up and in. Riley Morgan. 5-3. These two teams going kind of toe-to-toe here, trading buckets. And on the other end of the court, as she drives into the lane, Emma Mitchell's going to be fouled and come to the free throw line. Fisher walks over to let us know that it's going to be quickly foul number 2 by Riley Morgan for Perry Le Compton. So at 5:51 to go in the opening quarter, you might anticipate she's about ready to check out of the game. Coming at the line is Mitchell. Emma, great score. Her first free throw is up and good. You'll remember we were down in Rossville and watched the Dogs with Atchison. Game 1 of the season. Seems like a long time ago. Rossville very, very impressive in that game. They've got a 6-3 lead right here. Looking to add to it with a second free throw, and they will. So Mitchell will get her first 2 points at the free throw line, making it a 7-3 lead. And we have 5:50 to go. And again, that full court pressure causing Perry Le Compton a little trouble. Now they're going to get it up the floor, kick it again to the right side. It's going to be booted out of bounds by Mitchell, who is racing down the floor to catch up defensively. And we're going to get a quick early timeout taken by Rossville. Let's take a break with Coach Bell. Joseph, 5:46 to go. Opening quarter in Winchester. It is Rossville, 7, Perry Le Compton, 3.
The 6-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy 6 crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay's? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The 6-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Hey, welcome back to Winchester. Coming out of the timeout, Perry LeCompton. Going to be putting the ball in play. They'll bring it up topside. 7-3. Rossville in front here in this girls' game. Semifinal night on Friday here in Winchester. A little turnaround shot from the right side. It's going to be up and off the mark by Paxton. Up court with it will come Rossville. Big collision, and we're going to get a blocking foul. Official's going to come over and let us know that this foul is going to be on. Getting a little discrepancy. All right, it's going to be on Perry LeCompton's Kitty Bartlett. So Kitty's going to have her first foul. Here's a three off the inbound. It's coming up short. Rebound pulled back down by Rossville. It's going to be followed up and home. Knocking that one down. For Rossville, it's going to be Nora Burdick. And now the inbound pass stolen. The jumper from the outside for two off the mark. Offensive rebound followed up and in. Are we going to count it or is it on the floor? No shot. It's a foul prior to the shot. And it's going to be put in play again by Rossville. That is going to be the first foul for Taylor Dammy. And at 5:11 to go in the opening quarter, Rossville leading at 9-3. They'll bring it in at the baseline to the free throw line. 15-footer off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound is on the floor. And the scrum for the loose basketball. Jump ball called. Possession error is going to go to Perry LeCompton. We've got a couple of players at the scorer's table. Have they got to check in? Yeah, they are. Coming into the game for Perry LeCompton is going to be senior Tristan Buntram and freshman Charlie Blosser. Outlet pass into the forecourt, up the inbound. Oh, it was a beautiful little side-to-side move, but the shot then doesn't fall. Rossville coming up with a rebound. Baseball pass to the other end of the floor. That's a little too long and a little too fast, and it's going to escape out of bounds on the other end of the court, where once again, Perry LeCompton is going to be putting it in play. Dogs are not going to have quite the pressure on this inbound as they had earlier in the game. Now the upcourt pass is going to be batted free and stolen. Here comes Rossville. Down the right side. Falling away, the shot is good by Mitchell. She's got four. It is now 11-3. At 4:40 to go in the first quarter. The shot up from the right side for Perry LeCompton. Won't go in. The rebound is going to be lost into the backcourt, and it'll be Rossville basketball coming into their offensive baseline. We're still at 4.5 to go in the opening quarter, and the Dogs have forged an 11-3 lead. And we're going to get our first substitution by Rossville Coach Bell, as it'll be senior Kinley Porter checking in. Rossville ups 11-3. Well, inbound pass coming clear to the top of the key where an uncontested shot is nailed by Emma Mitchell. So Emma, a three, a two, and a couple of free throws puts her team ahead now 14-3. On the other end of the floor, Mitchell's going to steal the inbound pass. She will weave her way into the forecourt with a little right-hand dribble, dumps it over to the right side, accelerating down the baseline. 8-foot jump shot is off the rim once and in. That bucket is going to be up and good for, looks like, Perrine. And if we're getting a timeout, we're not. Full court pressure applied, and on the inbound, we are going to get a timeout by Perry LeCompton. Let's do it. We're taking a break with Coach Franzilla with 4:04 to go, quarter number one. So far, it's all Rossville. Dogs 16, Perry LeCompton 3.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Winchester, Kansas tonight. Girls high school basketball in the mid-season tournament. Just about midpoint of the opening quarter. 4:04 to go in the first. And Rossville coming into the game tonight at 9-1. They are very, very good, leading 16-3. Let's see who the coaches are going to bring out on the floor. Perry LeCompton is going to have the ball put in play by Katie Bartlett. Looks like
Paxton Dammy out there. You've got Allison Farmer on the floor. Also got Charlie out there. It's going to be Charlie Blosser. Taylor Dammy. Here we go. Up court it comes. Perry will break the press. Lob it over to the right side. On the floor one time. Shot is up. Too strong. Rebound cleared down underneath by Emma Mitchell. Mitchell outlets left side. The crossover underneath. The shot deflected by Perry LeCompton. Nice bit of defensive work in there for Perry and Sydney Baumeyer. Sydney has just come into the game. Here comes Perry. The cause into the forecourt. Feet down again to the right block. Spinning and twisting. Can't get the shot away. Good defense by Mitchell. They'll bring it back out on top again and reset the offense. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Inbound pass to left block. Shot turned around up and in. For Perry LeCompton, the bucket is going to be good for Allison Farmer. Her first points of the game makes it 16-5. And we're at the 3:15 mark of quarter number one. Perry's going to settle back in again into that 2-3 zone. They're going to obviously give up that long shot. And as they try to pass to Mitchell, she cuts it down the baseline. Pass is going to be off her fingertips and out of bounds. Back it will come to Perry LeCompton. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Inbound pass slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Cheyenne Hahn. So it'll be touched by Rossville. Perry putting it in play. This time coming in from right in front of their own bench. They'll feed it into the logo. Now across the midcourt on the outlet pass. They'll dish over to the right side and driving it into the corner where the dribble's pulled up and now trapped a little bit down there. Pass down in front of the bench to Katie Bartlett. Around the left side is going to be Paxton. She'll go in. Shot deflected and we're going to get a foul call. Officials taking a hard look, making sure he's got the right number. And I think it's 5 it is. So for Rossville, it'll be the first out of the game by Kinley Porter. And back to the stripe, Perry LeCompton. Free throw, hits the back of the rim, kicks away. One more shot coming up here for Katie Bartlett. Couple of substitutions entering the game for Rossville. We'll pick them up here in a second as a second free throw. It will not go down. Here come the Dogs out the rebound off that missed free throw. With the basketball out on top, that's going to be Kinsey. She'll feed it off on top. Around to the left side is going to be Cheyenne Hahn. Thought about the three, then does it. Swings it back out on top to Porter. Now the right-hand shot, underhanded shot, and it's going to be up, and it rolls in. Nicely done, and verdict will make it 18-5. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Perry LeCompton goes all the way down to the baseline. Big collision. Both players end up on the floor. No foul called, and the loose basketball rolls out of bounds. And back it will come to Rossville. We're down to 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. 18-5. Dogs with a commanding lead here early. And with that in mind, they're in possession of the basketball. Kinsey Perrine will bring it up the floor. Dimps it over to the right side to Kinley. Porter back out on top to Hahn. They'll go to the baseline left. Perrine will take it. They'll feed into the lane. Twisting. Right-hand shot. Up. Bounces off the rim 2 times. No good. Would not quite fall for Burdick. And a rebound. Perry LeCompton. Here come the calls. They got numbers. We'll feed it down to the baseline right. On the floor one time with the left-hand dribble. Out on top. 3-point shot online, but a little short. Rebound. Tipped out on top. It's cleared away by Perry LeCompton. Or by Rossville. Perry Kinsey Perrine will come up with the ball. Down to the baseline left. The uncontested shot is up and good. Katie Spielman. Katie's gone 4. It is now 20-5 with a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Outlet pass down the left side is going to be a little bit too long for Tristan Buttram to haul in. Rossville is going to have it back in play. This time they will walk it up the floor, and Kinsey Perrine will bring it across at the center. Sticking with that zone defense. Back on top is going to be Hahn. Way up high, Perrine. Kinsey kicks it back over to the right side. It'll play a little catch out on top. Feed down to the baseline, into the lane. Little left-hand layup won't fall for Burdick. Rebound running around. And off the miss by the freshman. The rebound is going to be saved by Rossville. They'll reset the offense. 1 minute to go in the first. Here's Perrine with it. Goes into the lane. Running away. The shot is up. Off the window. No good. Offensive rebound followed up. It won't go. This time it's swept away by Perry. They got a player in the forecourt, but the outlet pass is just out of reach to Paxton Dammy, and that is going to come to Rossville. Riley Hick and Emma Mitchell, both back into the game for Coach Bell. And at 50 seconds of play in the opening quarter, Rossville, leading by 15, will bring the ball in play from the backcourt. The winner of this one plays in the championship tomorrow against the winner of game two tonight. As the ball's going to be stolen away. Perry LeCompton with the steal, the driving layup, and it won't quite fall. And on the rebound, it goes out of play. Back it will come to Rossville. And, of course, game two tonight will pit the home and host team, Jefferson County North, and the Northeast Kansas High School Nighthawks. And we're going to... Well, I missed something that went on back there. Now the officials are they calling a foul? Apparently they are. Foul against Perry LeCompton, and it is going to be the second foul on Katie Bartlett. And as that puts him over the limit, coming to the free throw line on the other end of the floor, we're going to see Cheyenne Hahn for Rossville. Cheyenne's a junior, puts his free throw up and in. Her first point of the game, and Rossville is 3 of 3 at the free throw line. This one, also good. 22-5. 40 seconds left, quarter number one. Perry LeCompton brings it down, tries to drive in. The defense swarms her. Here's a driving shot. No. Rebound off the left side. Turn around. The shot is up and a foul. And that's going to put Perry LeCompton at the line. Going to get a couple of free throws coming up here for Tristan Buttram. Tristan, one of the seniors on this team, is that'll be team foul 4 for Rossville. And the second foul of the game for Kenley Porter. Kenley came in off the bench for Rossville, and the senior has 2 fouls. First free throw won't quite go in. One more shot coming up for Perry's Tristan Buttram. Second one, perfect. Drops it right through the bottom of the net. It's down 22-6. No, 5. Let me fix that. 26. 20 seconds to go. Rossville sends up the 3. Wide left. Rebound tipped around. Perry's going to come down with it. Plenty of time. 11 seconds left. And again, they have an open player, and the outlet pass is going to be a little too high and out of reach. Back, it will come to Rossville. 9 seconds. They're going to pick this ball up at midcourt, bring it over to the left side with 7, driving into the lane, the feet to the free throw line, back it away, twisting and turning. Mitchell will send a shot up. She traveled in that. Yeah. She was twisting and turning in the process, slid that pivot foot a little bit, and Perry's going to have 2 seconds to get the length of the court and get a shot away, so this inbound is going to have to be pretty long. Putting in play is going to be Bartlett. Looking, brings it in. Now there's not going to be any shot taken, and that will get us to the end of the opening quarter. We've got a timeout on the floor after quarter number one, game number one. It's Rossville, 22, Perry LeCompton, 6.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Joseph back in the studio, producing and engineering tonight. Joseph, good to have you along, man. Joseph's always along. Matter of fact, he's going to be back along with us tomorrow. Is after high school basketball tonight, a little road trip tomorrow. We're going to be in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Benedictine at William Penn, ladies game, 2 o'clock tip. Guys game coming up at about 4 from the Penn Gym on the William Penn campus. So we encourage you to be with us for that. Benedictine's men and women playing really good basketball. A couple of superb wins this week. We're set to go to the second quarter. Rossville led by Emma Mitchell with 7, 4 apiece for Burdick and Spillman, 3 for Riley Dick, Perrine and Hahn each with two. For Pair to Compton, Morgan and Farmer each with two. And here's a quick turnaround shot. It's going to be up and in. Ball's going to be stolen back by Rossville. Over to the left side. The drive across. The dish to the baseline. The feed into the lane. The shot won't drop. And a rebound saved by Perry LeCompton. Lots of contact. We're going to get a blocking foul. Yeah. You can kind of see that coming as the defense was swarming and just not allowing the movement inside. The foul is going to be on Rossville's Riley Dick. And that will be her second tonight. First out of the second quarter by either team. Perry will be bringing it inbounds and doing inbound work. This time it's going to be Macy Cochran. Macy, only freshman. She'll bring it in, and Paxton Dammy into the forecourt, and we will have an offensive foul on Paxton. Her first foul of the game. Team fouls now in the second quarter are even at one apiece, and we are only a half a minute into quarter number two. 24-6, Rossville in front. The Dogs coming in. They're just a really good team. 9-1 on the season. Pair to Compton, also very good out of the Big 7 at 5-3. Rossville with the basketball, and Mitchell will have it on the right side. Comes out on top for Ryan. Dishes back over to Riley Dick. Comes back on the wing. Mitchell steps in, goes to the baseline, and she puts a shot up that is not going to go in because she got fouled reaching in. A slap across the forearm, and the foul is going to be on Perry's Paxton Dammy. And she has quickly picked up two fouls, both of them here in this quarter, and we're only 45 seconds into it. Returning to the free throw line, it'll be Rossville, where Emma Mitchell's already 2 of 2 at the line. That one keeps the perfect streak going and is her 8th point tonight. Taylor Dammy and Riley Morgan return to the floor for Perry LeCompton. Looking it over, Emma Mitchell sends the second shot, and it will go down. Offensive rebound, followed up short. Rebound tipped out. It'll be saved by Perry LeCompton. Cause into the forecourt, losing the handle on the basketball, but able to get it under control enough to tip it out on top for the offense that's going to be run by Allison Farmer. Allison gets it over to Macy Cochran. Cochran will take it over to the right wing. That's going to be Charlie out there. Blosser will feed it to the right side. It passed to the right side of the lane, and we're going to have another foul by Rossville. Hustling over to make the defensive coverage, but not getting there quite in time. Katie Spillman will have her first foul, and it'll be team foul 2 by Rossville with 6:50 to go in the first half. Back it away with the basketball. They'll pass over to the right side. That is going to be Allison Farmer with it. She'll go all the way to the baseline. Swing it over to the left. Down to the baseline above the three-point ring. And now we're going to have a foul. An illegal screen has been set. And the foul is on Perry LeCompton's Allison Farmer. 6:39 to play in the first half. Back down floor with it. Here comes Rossville over to the left side. The three off the front lip of the rim and a rebound underneath by Perry. Farmer comes down with the basketball, brings up for herself, got a teammate up court, but her pass is somewhat deflected and saved by Rossville. Stolen back by Perry over to the left side with the running layup. It's going to be up and in. Nice bucket by Perry's Taylor Dammy, and we're going to get a timeout. Let's take a break, Joseph. 6:13 to go, opening half of the first game. It is Rossville 24, Perry LeCompton 9.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Great to have you with us here in Winchester, Kansas this evening. Second quarter of the first game, 6:13 to go as the ball comes in play for Rossville with the Dogs in front, 25-9.
Cross it with the ball. Mopita into the free throw line, driving into the lane, now dumping it to the outside. I thought maybe the three-point shot was going to go up, but instead they'll move it into the middle with a couple of very nice passes, and the bucket by Katie Spielman gives her her eighth point of the game. She's tied for scoring honors now with Emma Mitchell, and Perrineau Compton continues to struggle to get the ball in play against the full-court pressure. 27-9. Perry will work it over to the right side. Good start to Farmer. And we have a foul against Perrineau Compton. That's Riley, I believe, with her third, and it is. Riley Dick will pick up personal foul number three. And she'll exit the lineup. Perrineau Compton's going to inbound. They're going to take it in deep into the backcourt. Swing it over to the left side. Kick it there to Charlie Blosser. The driving shot is going to be high off the goal, and we're going to have another offensive foul. We've had a Joseph, you would say, you've got that vocabulary, a plethora of offensive fouls tonight. Taylor Dammy will have her second foul of the game. 5.5 to go in quarter number one. Once again, Perrineau Compton not pressing at all, coming up the floor. They're going to drop back into the very classic 2-3 zone set. And the pass comes over to the right side to Roscoe's Emma Mitchell. She'll feed it into the lane where the shot is up off the window, and we're going to get a foul called, and more free throws coming up for the Dogs. Fisher comes over to the scorer's table. Foul is going to be on Perrineau Compton's Tristan Buntram. It'll be her first foul tonight. First free throw for Rossville is going to be up and good for Nora Burdick. And she's already at a half dozen points, increasing the lead now to 27-9. This one makes it 29. A 20-point lead for Perrineau Compton. 5:19 to go, opening half. Rossville with the big lead. Perrineau Compton with a basketball. Lafitte is going to come to the free throw line. The dump back over to the right side. Three-point shot on line, no. Rebound underneath. Comes down to the Dogs. Rossville is going to clear it away. They'll race up the floor. Feet over inside the right side of the lane. Shot is up. Missing. And an aggressive effort at the rebound is going to find Taylor Dammy on the floor as she was run into and almost run over by Cheyenne Hahn. Cheyenne will have her first foul in the second quarter. Joe's, I'm giving you the heads up. 4:58 to go in the quarter. Everybody's going to be shooting free throws for the rest of the quarter. As with that foul, both teams from here on out are going to be in the bonus. The press, and here comes Perry. Double team to the backcourt. The cross-court pass is going to be fielded, taken to the right side. Give and go comes back out on top. Perry, just looking to be patient. I would say that's probably great advice. Just take your time, work the ball, get the shot you want. Here's a three. It's going to be wide left and going to go out of bounds on a couple of hops. Back it'll come to Rossville. With 4.5 minutes to go in the opening half, the Dogs already leading it by 20. They'll bring it back up the floor. Handling the basketball on court is going to be the senior, Kinsey Perrine. Kinsey kind of alternating hands for the dribble. She'll cross at the center, spins it over to the left side to Cheyenne. Hahn comes back off on top to Mitchell. She tries the lob underneath. She wanted Katie Spielman down there, but that pass is just a little too tall. Now, Katie's tall, but not tall enough to even extended arms for that one. Perry's going to bring Paxton Dammy back into the game, taking out Tristan Buntram. With 4:20 left in the first half. Once again, Perrineau Compton looking to, for the solution to get that ball into the forecourt, and they do. They've kind of got this figured out now. And now the cross-court pass is going to be batted and slapped away, knocked out of bounds by Rossville's Kinsey Perrine. Comes back in again to Perrineau Compton. Perry's going to bring Allison Farmer back out on the floor. 4:11 to go in the first half. Perry with the basketball, battling into the forecourt. Now the ball's going to be tapped free, stolen away. Knocked away by Mitchell. Picked up in the backcourt by Perrine. Kinsey will kick it to the right side with a three-point shot. Is up and off the mark. And a rebound is going to be saved. Tipped back in by Rossville, but saved by Perrineau Compton. And we're going to get a foul in the backcourt by Mitchell. Emma Mitchell, I think, just a little frustrated with that exchange down court. And that is going to bring us to the free throw line. And again, as we mentioned, Joseph, not only to the free throw line, but we're going to walk all the way to the other end of the court to go to the free throw line for a couple of shots. And we've still got 3:54 to play in the second quarter.
Again, 2,000-hour Emma Mitchell. And for Perry LeCompton, at the line is Allison Farmer. A couple of points so far tonight for Allison. No free throw appearances yet. First one, bounce around a couple of times, won't go in. One more shot coming up for the senior for Perry LeCompton. Couple of hard right-hand dribble shots. Send it on its way, and it rolls around the rim and good. 29-10 Rossville. Driving in, little left-handed runner, won't fall. Offensive rebound, followed up, and another foul as Nora Burdick did a great job of, almost she missed the front end, gets her own rebound, follows it back up, and Riley Morgan, trying to defend that play, picks up foul number 3 for her. And Perry LeCompton's going to find themselves in some foul trouble. Riley with 3 fouls, 3 other players with 2 fouls apiece. The first free throw for Nora Burdick will not go down. She's got one more shot. Nora is 1 of 3 at the free throw line for Rossville. Perry going to continue to rotate a couple of players in and out of the game. Second free throw, perfect. So Burnick will hit 1 of 2, making it 30-9. .347 to go. Now the pass down the court, and it's going to get away and go out of bounds. Here comes Rossville. They'll swing it back over to the left side. Cutting into the middle, now thumping it over to the right edge. Going to be taken there by Porter. Shot goes up. No rebound underneath. Over to the right side. Falling away. The shot is up and short. Another offensive rebound. That time it's going to be put back up and in by Spillman. 32-9. And we're 3:20 to go. First half. Rossville continues the full court pressure. Into the forecourt. Perry with the pass. Gets it there to Buttram. They'll swing it back off on top. Bartlett. They want Buttram. Now it's down to the baseline. Lost but saved by Perry. Good hustle by Macy Cochran. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Rossville, one of the top teams in the state of Kansas, and showing it here tonight, leading by a 32-9 margin. Here's a three-point shot right side, coming up a little bit short. Perry coming up with a rebound, and now it's going to be slapped out of her hands and knocked out of bounds. It had been hauled in by Burdick, but then a defender reached in and batted it away. It'll go out of bounds, and Rossville will have it back in play. 32-9. Rossville out front. 2:45 and rolling along here in quarter number 2. We're going to get Emma Mitchell back into the game. Here's a short shot from the right side from about 11 to 12 feet. It's good. Burdick. 34-9. Now the upcourt pass batted away, and it's going to be saved by Nora. Burdick comes up with a beautiful pass up the floor, twisting and turning and getting a shot away. No. Burdick with a rebound up. No, but she's coming to the line again. Couple of more free throws coming here for Nora Burdick. This foul is on Perry LeCompton's Allison Farmer. It will be her second. She will be the fourth player with 2 fouls and one more with 3 for the cause. Free throws up and good. So Allison Farmer out of the game, and Taylor Dammy comes back in. 2:22 left first half. Free throw. Rolls off the left side of the rim, batted away, and Perry LeCompton's going to be able to stay this thing down. Pass up the floor to the left side, driving down the side of the lane, comes back out on top, thinking about 3 instead, stepping inside, going from 15, shot off the right side of the rim, no good. Rebounding it back down, it's going to be Rossville. Here they come, Porter with the rebound, up the floor, that it's going to be Perrine. She thought about 3, doesn't, gets it over to her teammate. The shot from the left side is off the mark for Cheyenne Hahn. And then a follow is going to be up and good. 37-9. And we're at a minute 50. Pass is stolen, the cross court. Here comes Rossville, right side, running layup. No. That was a great effort underneath by Kinsey Perrine. Now the ball is going to be stolen back by Rossville. Minute and a half to go in the first. Down the right side, little bumping, no foul called. A step inside the 3-point ring, and they're going to call a double dribble. Cheyenne Hahn had kind of changed directions, got both hands on it, and Emma Mitchell had been out of the game for a moment, but is right back out there with her 8 points. She's the team's third now leading scorer behind Burdick and Spillman. Minute and a half to go, opening half.
Perry. Oh, that was beautiful movement of the basketball. Executed well, and then the outlet pass on the other end doesn't work. Rebound, long court pass. It's up and in. Perrine for two, and that's her fourth point. 39-9. We've got a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. The ball is batted away. It's on the floor. It's going to be saved by Rossville. Spillman comes up with it for the Dogs, has it in front of the scorer's table, goes over to the left side. Emma Mitchell will drive down to the baseline along the left side. Her shot is up, partially deflected, but we're going to get a foul called. The block I thought might have been clean, but apparently was not, and Tima Tammy is going to have her third foul. And we've got a minute one to go in the first half. At the line, Emma Mitchell, 3 out of 4 at the stripe tonight. This one, right there. Perry, or rather, Rossville is set to bring Brooklyn Horgan into the game. Second free throw. Rims out, won't go, and the rebound. Lost out of play. It's going to be Perry LeCompton basketball. 1 minute to go in the half. Again, Rossville brings Brooklyn Horgan into the game. Perry LeCompton gets it in play, battling to get it up the floor. Trapped before midcourt, the ball stolen, dumped over to Mitchell. Emma goes left side, two-handed layup is in. Emma Mitchell for a couple more. 42-9. Inside the last minute of the half. Cross-court pass for Perry. They want to feed down low, get it down off the block, get that pass there. The player defense for Rossville has been very, very good. Pass long cross court to the left side to Cochran, and she'll dribble down on top. Perry LeCompton with the basketball. 25 seconds left in the first half. Rossville leading it 42-9. Back out on top is going to be Nora Burdick. Rather, it's going to be Charlie Blosser. Blosser has her pass stolen. Here comes Mitchell. Goes in. Big collision. Blocking foul. Foul is going to be on Perry, and it'll be number 3 for Paxton Dammy. And back to the line for Rossville, Emma Mitchell. Emma's had 6 free throws so far tonight. That's 7, and it's good. Rossville brings Nora Burdig back in. Taking out Kinley Porter. 2nd shot, up and in. She'll get them both. I'm kind of running the numbers out here. Now down court, a running layup. It's up and good for Perry LeCompton. The bucket to Tristan Buttram. 44-11, and the half-court shot is up, and it's not going to go in. We have come to halftime. We'll come back, try to summarize the opening half for you as the two teams head for the locker room. It's all Rossville. Dogs, 44. Perry LeCompton, 11.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Back with you here in Winchester. Rossville has led in scoring in that opening half by Emma Mitchell's 13. Following her, we've got 10 for Katie Spillman,
9 for Nora Burdick. It goes into Kenzie Perrine's 4, 3 for Riley Dick, and 2 for Cheyenne Hahn. For Perry LeCompton, scoring honors are shared by Allison Farmer and Tristan Buttram, each with 3. 2 apiece for Riley Morgan and Taylor Danny, and 1 for Macy Cochran. Fouls going to be an issue. Rossville has 1 player with 3, Riley Dick. Perry LeCompton has 3 players with 3 fouls and 2 more with 2. We'll see how attrition affects these teams in the second half. Don't forget, game 2 will be coming up before long. It'll be JCN and the NEK Nighthawks. Should be a dandy. Right now, though, we're going to take a break. Half time here in game 1 from Winchester. Intermission score, Rossville 44, Perry LeCompton 11. Back we go to Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studio for a fun time Friday halftime.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got a set of games for you tomorrow as the Benedictine Ravens will be on the road taking on William Penn. They'll be in Oskaloosa, Iowa. The women should take to the court right around 2 p.m. The men should take to the court around 4. Coming up on Tuesday, we'll have high school basketball as Valley Falls will be traveling to Oskaloosa. That game has got a 6 p.m. start for the girls, a 8 p.m. start or so for the boys. Then on Wednesday night, we'll have Benedictine basketball again as the Ravens will be playing host to Missouri Valley, 5:30 for the women's game, 7:30 for the men's. Thursday brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Tune in right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday nights. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some halftime scores to report. In the Chapman-Holton game, it is Chapman 24 to Holton's 22. Sabetha is trailing Silver Lake, with Silver Lake sitting at 35 points to the Sabetha girls' 11. In other girls' scores at the half, it is Centralia leading Hanover 12-10. Marhill Mount Academy is leading McClouth 16-2. Lynn has got 17 points to Onega's 11. And taking a look at boys' scores right now, we have one boys' game in progress that is reporting. We have Hiawatha sitting at 29 points to Perry the Comptons' 15. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 31 tonight under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 39. Lows level off around 28 tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the mid-40s to the mid-50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 33 degrees in Troy, Kansas. St. Joseph, Missouri is checking in at 34. Atchison is reading 34 as well, with a feels-like temperature of 31, with winds out of the due north at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity 91%, the dew point 32 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure on the rise at 30.30 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, they tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back to Winchester. Tom Couts with you here. And see if we can rustle up any other scores. Joseph did a good job. We get going to the second half. It's been all Rossville here tonight, driving life. It's going to be up. No good. Rebound, Perry the Compton. And their upcourt pass, they're back on offense. 7:40 to go in the third quarter. Jump shot is up, no good. Rebound to come back down. Here comes Rossville. Rossville's got the starting five out there. Perrine, Mitchell, Dick, Verdick, Spillman. Here's a long cross-court pass, and it's going to get away and go out of bounds. And it's going to go back the other way. It's going to go to Perry the Compton. So, Perry with the basketball. 7.5 to play here in the third quarter. 44-11. Rossville, one of the best teams in the state of Kansas. They played like a good night. Here's a nice feed underneath, and the shot goes up. Deflected from behind. No foul called. Comes off on top. Head fake, passing up the three-point shot. Stepping inside, passing up the three. Now here's the three from the right side. It's going to be up and off the rim. No good. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Rossville. Down the right side. Stop. The pop. No. And a foul. Leaning in. Had she stayed and stayed vertical, it was not going to be a problem. But instead,
Kendra Dammey is going to pick up the foul. I believe it's going to be her fourth of the game. It'll certainly be the first foul. It is first foul of the second half for either team. And Rossville free throws up and in the first one. For Katie Spillman, it'll be her ninth point of the ball game. Looking to get to double digits, where she would join Nora Burdick and Emma Mitchell. Second free throw also good. Now she's got 10. It is 46-11. That's 7:07 to go in the third quarter. And on the inbound play, Dawson's going to get it back as Pranda Compton turns it over. Rossville comes over to the right side, skips it off on the top. They'll swing it back over to the left. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Long way to go in this one. Rossville works the ball around the outside. Pranda Compton is going to stay with that 2-3 zone. Apparently, there's stock and store. The feed will come to the right side where the running underhanded shot is up. No good. Getting her own rebound. Putting it back as Burdick. Can't hit that there. Comes back out on top to Mitchell. Mitchell will dump it over to the right side, and toward the top comes Riley Dick. She'll swing it up to Perrine. The feed underneath, batted away for a moment, and it's loose on the floor. It's going to be saved by Pranda Compton. Taking it away is going to be Riley Morgan. And here comes PLC with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. They trail in the ball game by a wide margin, but looking to battle back and make a respectful. And again, the ball is going to be stolen away by Mitchell, who, as she comes up with the basketball, is going to step on the far sideline. Pranda Compton is going to have it back in play. 6:24 to go. Third quarter, Perry brings it in, and it'll come in way out at the center circle in the forecourt, and they're going to set up the offense. Rossville stays with their player D, matches up, baseline, step inside, running shot, up and good. Nicely done by Pranda Compton, and third point of the game for Macy Cochran. It is 46-13. Back over to the right side, three-point shot for Rossville, hitting the back of the rim, the rebound is going to be long and cleared away by Pranda Compton, who, as they come to the floor, are going to be called for a travel. Back it will go to Rossville. Just inside, 6 to go in the quarter, number 3. They'll bring it in on the floor one time. Little leaning in shot is up and knocked away, rebounding it down. Here comes Perry. Up the floor, Macy Cochran. She'll take it across the timeline, and her pass batted away. Knocked away by Spillman. Picked back up, Rossville. Now, this pass across the lane is batted by Perry, but picked up and followed up and in for Rossville by Spillman. She's got a dozen points down. It's 48-13. Rossville goes back to some full-court pressure on the inbound. Perry's able to beat it on the pass. Here comes Bartlett up the floor. She has it knocked away from behind. Driving down the floor. Lots of contact. The driving lane. No foul called. The shot is going to be up and good. Burdick has 16. And it's 50-13 now at 5:18 to go. Top side with the basketball, Perry. They'll swing it back over to the left side. The feed underneath, the shot rejected. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Rossville. They'll drive it all the way down the right side, go into the lane, falling away. The shot is up and a blocking foul. It's going to put Rossville to the free throw line. Foul by Pranda Compton with 5 minutes to go in the third. And it will be foul number 4 for Riley Morgan. And so for Pranda Compton, again, an attrition problem. Taylor Dammey with 4 fouls. Riley Morgan with 4 fouls. First free throw up and good for Rossville's Riley Dick. It'll be her 6th point of the game. Chasing the score now to 51-13. Second free throw. Yes. So Riley Dick has 7. And it is 52-13 Rossville. Again, there's another game coming up tonight. Right after this one, you'll get it here on Care Radio, and we'll decide who's going to be going to the title game of this Jefferson County North Tournament. Now, as the ball gets stolen and starts up the floor, we have a whistle, and the official's coming over to the scorer's table. Foul is going to be on Perry LeCompton. Foul is on Rossville's Emma Mitchell. Emma getting foul number 3. Emma's had 1 foul in each quarter so far. 13 points, none yet in the second half. And we got a timeout. Yeah. Perry's going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break. Joseph at 4:42 to go in the third quarter. It is Rossville 52, Perry LeCompton 13.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Here in Winchester, Kansas, at the Jefferson County North Girls Invitational Midseason Tournament. First game has not been real close. How about that? 52-13, Rossville out front, but still 4:42 to go in the third quarter. It will be put in play by Perry LeCompton, just in the middle of the forecourt on the far side. Bears are coming over and just chatting briefly with Coach Joy Franzetta for Perry LeCompton, and everybody's good, and we are underway. The shot is up and rejected, lost out of bounds, but it's going to come back to Perry LeCompton down to the baseline. Huge block underneath by Katie Spillman. Back is going to come to Perry prior to coming in play in bounds. Spacey Cochran will rotate into the game, taking out Paxton Dammy. Freshman in, freshman out. 4.5 to go in the third. Down to the baseline, the ball is going to be mishandled. It's on the floor, and it's from for the basketball. Jump ball called. Possession arrow. That's Rossville's ball. Rossville on the floor with, just looking to see, it's Kinsey Perrine and Emma Mitchell. You're going to have, looks like Riley Dick, Nora Burdick, Katie Spillman, the starting five out there for Coach Bell. 4:15 to go and running along. Here's a three-point shot launched from the left side. Is off the back lip of the rim, and it's no good. Rebounding it back down. The feed down to the block. The shot is up and in. The bucket for Rossville, and Nora Burdick has 18. 54-13, and we are midpoint of the third quarter. Outlet pass thrown away out of the reach of Tristan Buttram. And Perry LeCompton's going to send it back. Cheyenne Hahn and Kinley Porter come back into the game for Rossville. Also got an 8-player rotation that they've been utilizing this evening. Looks like they have brought 10 athletes to the game tonight. Cross-court pass will come down to the right side, head toward the baseline. Riley Dick will get it picked off, go back over to the left to Perrine, over to the left block, bouncing in, little travel, no whistle, missed shot, rebounding it back down is going to be the Dogs. They'll drive it back into the lane, put up a shot, lots of contact, no foul called. Rebound clearing it down. This time it's going to be Perry LeCompton. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Rossville with a commanding lead. Perry LeCompton with a basketball. Back over to the right side with it. They're going to dump it down to Cochran. She'll look into the middle, find nobody there, dribble it out toward the top. Now change directions, go back toward the corner. Dish it off down there to Kennedy Bartlett. Bartlett will feed into the free throw line. Now down the right side of the lane, and as the ball gets into the hands of Tristan Buttram, she's going to be fouled from behind. And the whistle is going to be on Rossville's Kinley Porter. It will be her third foul this evening. 3:11 to go. Third quarter. Not a real big crowd. Not a lot of racket coming from them. As this game has not been really tight at any point. And now off the inbound, Perry LeCompton is going to turn it over with a travel. Back, it'll come in the backcourt to Rossville. 3:09 left in the third. 54-13. Dogs up the court, Kinsey Perrine. Kinsey pretty much runs this club from the one. Scores like a one. You don't expect them to score, and she has two tonight. Back in the opening quarter. Round to the left side is going to be Riley Dick. Back out on top, it'll come to Perrine. They'll feed underneath, and the ball will be deflected out of bounds by Perry LeCompton. They look to get it in the middle to Emma Mitchell. Emma's a scorer for this team. She plays it off the four.
She brings a little bit of height and good ball handling ability. Here's a feedback over to the right side. Thinking about the three, Riley doesn't. Picks it into Mitchell. Back to Riley. This time she will go three. Got it. Riley Dick with her 10th point of the game, making it 57-13 and 2.5 minutes to play. Perry starts at the top and kicks it back to the corner, and the missed connection goes out of bounds. Rossman will bring it back in once more. Returning to the floor for Perry LeCompton are going to be both Taylor Dammy and Tristan Buttram. 2:26 left here in the third quarter. Back up the floor, Rossville to the right side. Another three, set sail, and another three hit by Riley Dick. Same place, same spot, same shot, same result. 60-13, 2:11 left. Now the ball is going to be stolen. The breakaway layup on the other end, counted, and that will be the fourth point of the game for Kinsey Perrine, 62-13. Perry LeCompton comes down, falls away, off the block, shot up, no good. Rossville boards it down, outlet pass, left side, shot deflected, rebound, cause. Here comes Perry, back up the floor with it, into the forecourt, long pass over to the right side. Called in over there by Charlie, but Blosser can't get a handle on this thing, and Rossville's going to steal it back. They'll dump it back to the left edge. Thinking about the three from the left side this time is Dick, but she will not take that shot. Her first two from the same spot over on the right elbow, just, you know, by the three-point ring. But this time they will pass up the shot from the left side, feed in the middle to Mitchell instead, who, again, with multiple steps, puts a shot up and in. Emma Mitchell at 15 points. 64-13 with a minute 13 to go in the third quarter. Pass to the baseline is going to be out of reach and off the fingertips of Nora Burdick. So Rossville is going to bring senior Brooklyn Horgan back into the game. And checking in for the first time, we're going to get Maggie Sanders. So Sanders will come in. 1 minute to go in the third. Three-point shot. In and out. Won't go this time for Riley. Here comes Perry down the floor, driving in. Shot is up, and there's the block. That was well done on the attack of the basket by Taylor Dammy. Official's got to come over and let us know. Riley Dick will collect her fourth foul tonight. And prepare to Compton Senior. Taylor Dammy at the free throw line. Taylor with only a couple of points so far this evening. Makes that three with the first free throw. 50 seconds to go in the third. Skip pass comes off on top. Taylor will send it in. 64-14. Perry works the outside, or rather, Rossville works the outside. Perry sticking on that 2-3. Here's a three up just short. Not a lot of loft on that shot, and it comes up catching the front lip of the rim. Back up with it will come the cause. Half a minute to go, third quarter. Pass rotates off on top. The feed into the middle, gets away. Saved by Perry. Now a little reverse layup is attempted. Won't go, and we're going to have a foul on the Dogs. I'm suspecting on Hahn, and it will be Cheyenne. No, it will be Kinley Porter's fourth foul. So that'll go to Kinley Porter, but 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Free throw, it's up and good. Taylor Dammy, 3-3 at the free throw line tonight. 5 points in the game. Looks at it, sends this one in and out, no good. Rebound is on the floor, still fought for, still on the floor. And a jump ball possession. Perry LeCompton, 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. Perry LeCompton will be putting it in play, and back into the game will come the game's leading scorer, Nora Burdick. She's got 18 tonight. Perry brings it in wide on the left side. Tristan Buttram. Now they'll kick it down to the baseline, and it's going to go out of bounds, and Riley Morgan just couldn't quite get a handle on that thing. It gets away into the corner. 13 seconds left in the third quarter. Rossville will bring it up. They'll pick it up at midcourt. Clock starts to run from there. Over to the left side is Oregon. They feed to the free throw line on the floor one time. Three defenders stop the shot, and they're going to call a three-second violation on Burdick. What happened was three defenders had collapsed around her. She was about a half a step inside the free throw line, so we're going to get a three-second violation. And that will bring us to the end of the third quarter. We'll be back. Fourth quarter coming up from the JCN Girls Tournament. It is Rossville 64, Perry LeCompton 16.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Minutes to go in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, we're set to go to it. It is a 64-16 Rossville lead. Rossville about to clinch their 10th win of the season. And coming on the floor is going to be the starting five for Coach Bell. Kenzie Perrine, Emma Mitchell, Riley Dick, Nora Burdick, Katie Spillman. For Perry LeCompton, looks like that there's close to their starting five, not quite. We've got Katie Bartlett, Patton Dami, Riley Morgan, Taylor Dami, and Charlie Blosser. Here we go to the fourth. The pass underneath, the shot goes up off the rim. Rebound pulled down by Perry LeCompton. Back down floor, back up top. 7.5 to go. Over to the right side, falling away. Oh, nice shot. Up and good for two. By Taylor Damian. She has her seventh point of the game at 64-18. Is that right? Yes, 18. 7:20 left. Back to the right side. The feed comes into the middle. The dish to the left. The falling away shot up and well short. And a rebound swept away. Here comes Perry. Out left. Right side. Stolen back. Emma Mitchell. Emma drives left, pulls up, running shot, no. Tip followed up, no, and a foul call. Clock will run here in the fourth quarter. Joseph, just to keep you abreast of what is transpiring here. The whistle is going to be on. Here with the Comptons, Charlie Blosser. Charlie getting foul number one. 64-18. Free throw, kicks out. Katie Spillman was 2 of 2 at the free throw line, has a dozen points. Looking for her team's first fourth quarter point here, and she will send that one in. 13 for Spillman, 65-18 with 6 minutes to go. Off the right side, the shot blocked from behind. Rebounding it back down, Rossville. Ryan comes to the right side. Again, all those steps that we see from Emma. And she'll put up a shot and get fouled. That whistle is going to be the fifth foul of the game by Riley Morgan. So Riley's going to foul out of this one tonight. We're going to call it at 5:40 to play. And we'll end the evening with a couple of points. In for her, Tristan Buttrin. At the free throw line, Emma Mitchell. 6 of 8 at the free throw line. 6 of 9 at the free throw line. Has 15 points this evening. One more shot coming up for the Dogs. Mitchell flips it toward the rim, rattles it home. 16, Emma Mitchell. 66-18. And we're at 5 minutes ago. The ball dumped over to the left side. Perry LeCompton back on offense. We get a whistle, and looks like we may have a 3-second call. And with 4:40 to go in the game, Perry LeCompton, or Hosfeld, is going to take its starters out. And we're going to see Brooklyn Horgan, Cheyenne Hahn, Kinley Porter, Maggie Sanders, and Lenny Lewis. Here comes Rossville. Cheyenne Hahn with it. Kicks it over to Sanders. They'll work around to the left side. Porter will take it there. Perry's going to stick with that zone. They also, sometime I think ago, finished getting everybody into the game. We've got Sophie Schimscher in. Sophie's a junior. Here's a running shot from the left side. Nicely done. That was a pretty shot by Patton Dammy. 66-20. 3:50 left. Over to the right side. Now the dump over to the edge. Cochran. 3:40 to go. Little head fake to step inside. Back off on top. Dogs work the ball. Lob pass right side. Starting into the lane. We get a little push. Yeah. I think we're going to have a foul call. It's going to be on Perry LeCompton's Macy Cochran. Macy's first foul tonight. It'll be the third fourth quarter foul for Perry LeCompton. And we're at 3 minutes left. Looking in. Pass comes to the top of the key. Rossville into the lane. Little running shot. It's up and in and a plus one. And sneaking back into the game, Cheyenne Hahn. I guess Cheyenne's going to have the starters out. Cheyenne's got to be in there. That's her first point tonight. She's played a lot this evening. Her free throw is good, and she completes the conventional three-point play. Cheyenne Hahn, a Rossville High School junior. 69-20. 2.5 left. Pass is going to go to the left side. 2:20 left. Perry running the clock, running the ball. What you want to do is in this game, a couple of good possessions, bucket or two. Try to focus on those positive moments. Rossville comes up with a steal and races up the floor. Right side is going to be Porter. The crossover, the pass on top, goes back to the baseline. Lob to the right side. Stepping back, sending three, got it. For Rossville, that's going to be Kinley Porter knocking down the three. 72-20. And we're at 1:40 left. Here comes Perry LeCompton, and up the floor with it. That's Charlie Blosser. Charlie swings it over to Sophie. Schimscher with the basketball. Topside Blosser. Here's a three just off to the left side, and the rebound. Pulled back down by the cause, and a foul will send Autumn Flory to the line. So Autumn will step up with just a little over a minute to go. Free throw is good. And Autumn Flory. Sends this second one off the back of the rim. Nope. Rebound is out of play. And it's going to go out of bounds to Rossville. 45, 44 seconds left. Now 40. Dogs are going to walk it up. Here comes Cheyenne. Hahn will lob it right to Horgan. To Hahn. Left side Sanders. Here's a three. Oh, his online doesn't go in. Rebound underneath and a foul called. It is going to be on Perry the Compton's Tristan Buntram. And these shots are going to wind down the clock. At the line is Hahn. She hit her only other free throw a moment ago. That one is up and no good. Going to have one more coming here. Cheyenne Hahn. Second one. Bounces, won't go in, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight in game one, Rossville 72. Perry the Compton. I think it's Rossville 73, Perry the Compton 20. And we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket. Original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat, like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Game one of the books, and Rossville defeats Perry the Compton tonight, 72-21. Recapping the scoring for Perry the Compton, 7 for Taylor Dammy, and 3 apiece. Macy Cochran, Allison Farmer, Tristan Buthram, Paxton Dammy with 2 and 1 for Autumn Forey. For Rossville, it was 18 tonight. Nora Burdick, she's going to be your USB player of the game, Nora Burdick. 16-9 for Emma Mitchell, 13 apiece for Riley Dick and Katie Spillman. With 4 tonight, it was Kinsey Perrine and 3 apiece, Cheyenne Hahn and Kinley Porter. Taking a break. Next two teams coming out of the floor now, warming up. It's going to be the NEK Nighthawks and the Jefferson County North Lady Chargers. We'll be back with that. First game, all Rossville. Game 2 coming up at first. Back we go to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.